Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, and I guess happy holidays. Hope everybody is having a good time, and don't forget to get out and shop local. And let's see, Noel Night is actually, because we're pre-recording this, is coming up this Friday, so, or Noel Day. I'm going to start saying Noel Day. Tara Keen with Community Connections, how are you?
I'm great. I'm glad to be here. Thanks, Jack.
Yeah, well, thank you for being here, and, you know, a fellow LLP from 2007-8 class. Is that what we were in?
I believe you. If you say it, it must be true.
It's embedded in my brain. But so are you ready for holidays?
Well, ready? It depends on how you define ready. Because, you know, speaking of Noel Night, we are gearing up for for some pretty massive holiday celebrations.
Yeah, well,
through
that's
Community Connections.
That's why I said that. You know, are you ready for the holiday? Because you have Festival of Trees.
We do, yes. So Festival of Trees is coming up. We're starting on, I don't know if we want to call it Durango Noel Night Light or... Exactly how we are pronouncing the change of spelling, but yeah, so we're kicking it right off right there with Noel Night.
Uh-huh. And what time do you guys open the door so people can come see all the wonderful trees?
Yeah, so we'll throw the doors wide open at noon Friday. We'll be there 12 to 5 every day that weekend, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And from what hours to what?
12 to 5 each
day. Oh, 12 to 5 every day.
Yep.
Oh, each day.
It makes it easy to remember.
Well, that's...
We know when to show up. So.
That is so cool. And you guys have been doing this quite a while.
I think this is our 18th year of the Festival of Trees. And this is our second year of actually doing a similar celebration over in Cortez.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So we're really excited about the engagement and all of the people that have been ready to embrace this celebration. In Montezuma County, too.
So. And so the one in Durango is happening, is that over at the Grange again? At the train museum, but train depot?
Exactly, yep. Right behind the museum. You know, the railroad has been such an incredible sponsor over the years and partnership, and they really go out of their way to incorporate us into their Polar Express event, and then letting us be there in the Grange to invite the public that first weekend in December.
You know, mentioning the train, I'm going to have you give shout-outs. I know you have a huge list of sponsors, so, you know, kind of from the platinum to the top-tier sponsors, so we want to recognize those folks. Who are they?
So Alpine Bank is our presenting sponsor, has been for several years. Again, amazing community partner. They just do so much for so many businesses and nonprofits in La Plata County and in the surrounding region. They are just incredible and, of course, have been a huge supporter of Festival of Trees for several years. So love our friends at Alpine Bank. You know, Durango and Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad, as I've already said, they do so much for our community and for our organization. The Wells Group and the Durango team of the Wells Group.
Just had after hours there,
Yes, exactly. They are a great group of folks and have recently gotten more involved in Festival of Trees, and we love having them. And then we have a bunch of Gold Star sponsors that I would love to share with you. Yeah. So First Southwest Bank, both here and in Cortez, both branches are involved. Durango Land and Homes, they have the Arc of Southwest Colorado decorating their tree again this year. So that's a fun partnership as well. Farmers Insurance, Courtney Harshberger, she is one of our best champions for the event. She just loves it, and we love having her. La Plata Electric Association, I think, have been with us since the very beginning. Every year. Legacy Properties West, LLC. Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, who, of course, is, you know, a mainstay of Durango. Richard Siegley, one of our board members. He usually has several trees, several wreaths. He just goes on, you know, a creative spree for Festival of Trees. And then the Glacier Club is joining us this year, which is really exciting.
Well, so now when people walk in, I mean, how many trees are decorated? It is so fun to walk around and vote.
Yes. So you get to vote. We'll have a little scavenger hunt to make sure you're really paying attention to everything that's going on. And I have lost count at this point. I'll have to go back through because we've been doing setup. Right. And so the numbers are kind of fluctuating as people come in. I think we ended up with about 30 trees this year.
How nice.
Which is wonderful. And then a ton of reeds. And the reeds are a great way for, you know, people that maybe don't have enough room in their house for a tree, or they're like, I'm pretty set up for a tree, but I have this door that could use a wreath decoration. Yeah. So I think we have 20 or 25 reeds as well. So it's just stuffed full. I don't think we could cram another thing in that range.
That is so fun. Now, and individual businesses, basically, as well as some of the sponsors you mentioned, they participate and they're responsible for decorating the tree or the wreath. And then as you come in to the entrance, do you buy tickets and then you get a vote? How does that work?
Yeah, so we have changed it up a little bit in the past couple of years. The pandemic obviously had us rethink some things.
Something
last
happened?
Year. Yeah, it was kind of weird last year.
Yeah,
2020, things got weird.
Yeah.
So the nice thing was we learned some things in having to shift and be more creative and innovative, and how are we going to make this happen in this weird environment. And one of the things that we found was this great platform that we are using to do a silent auction.
Okay.
So instead of buying tickets, we are auctioning off everything. And in fact, people can participate without even having to go to the Grange or having to go down Main Street in Cortez. We still have kind of a hybrid model, I guess. And so if you just go to trees21 at givesmart.com, that is our online platform, and all the trees, all the reeds, including 45 reeds over in Cortez, all on the site. They are gorgeous. Most of them include, you know, gift certificates and other gifts. So all of these bonuses. So when you go, and on the trees, you'll have a QR code, or we'll have tablets available if you don't have a smartphone, and you can get right on there and bid while you're there.
Fun.
Or you can just come and get a sneak peek and then go home and play on your computer and do the bidding. Get involved in the bidding wars.
Oh, that is so fun. And all of this, again, well, name the website one more time or where they go to bid.
Yeah, trees21 at givesmart.com.
Okay, and you can see all the trees, all the wreaths.
Exactly.
And just go in and basically do donations, because all money raised goes to Community Connections.
Exactly.
And stays right here.
Stays right here in Southwest Colorado. We are a private nonprofit who is just right here in the, you know, five counties, Region 9 of Colorado. So all the money stays right here to help support people with intellectual, developmental, and other disabilities to be fully included in those same communities.
And how many people, I know you mentioned you have 80 employees roughly, and they're give or take?
Give or take,
okay.
Yeah.
And then how many clients and people do you work with?
Yeah, so since 2020, when we took over the single entry point program, we now serve roughly 750 people a year.
I had no idea it was that many.
Yeah, it's a huge number. We really, it about doubled our clientele when we took over the single entry point.
And you're still awake and you're still moving and doing well.
Yes, my team is comatose, but we're thriving.
Now, let me ask you, because I know getting employees right now is very difficult. Are you in that process? Kind of seems like all businesses, nonprofits are in that process of the continual hiring.
Yes, we are definitely looking for people who want to, you know, enter into a career where you are supporting people to gain independent living skills, to reach their goals, to have just a wonderful, thriving life here in Southwest Colorado. So it's not only a paycheck, which of course can be helpful, but it's also rewarding in itself, the work itself.
And if somebody's interested in learning more about working for Community Connections, working with those that you serve, where do they go to find out information?
best place is to go to our website, communityconnectionsco.org.
Okay.
So CO like Colorado. So
right.
communityconnectionsco.org. And we have an employment tab. And if you go there, any of our available positions are right there on the website. And you just click through
and go through the process. And obviously, if they have questions, I'm sure they can reach out and, you know, find out more about individual types of requirements or things that you're looking for, in an employee.
Yes. And even, you know, what a typical day looks mm-hmm. like for an employee in a different position. So, yeah. Wow.
Very cool. And again, if you just tuned in, I'm talking with Tara Keene from Community Connections. And Festival of Trees is coming up both in Durango and Cortez, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And here in Durango, it is at the Grange Hall, so to speak, behind the Train Museum. And you can just walk right on through and go check those out. And in Cortez, where are they?
Yeah, so Cortez, the reeds are actually up now. Because they are displayed in windows mm-hmm. in businesses downtown, you know, up and down
right.
Main Street,
cool.
You can go pretty much anytime.
Nice. And
check them out. And we also have a fun little kind of scavenger hunt uh-huh. game going on over there. So if you start out at the Welcome Center,
okay.
you can get like a little passport. And every wreath has a code that you fill in.
Oh.
And if you get enough codes, if you're one of the top code finders mm-hmm. and take your passport back to the Welcome Center, we're going to do a drawing for some really fun prizes at the end of the celebrations.
That is so cool. And now, again, how many, your list of sponsors is huge.
I know. I had to print it up because we have so many people, so many businesses, so many individuals involved. It's just, it's heartwarming to know
yeah.
how many people are so generous and are interested in supporting our mission.
Well, and just get you in the holiday spirit.
Exactly.
That's what I love about it.
Yeah, and that's what so many of our sponsors say, that, you know, it helps them start getting in the holiday spirit. It's kind of a team building for yeah. some of them as they come up with their theme and do the decorating. And, you know, we have this Festival of Trees as a fundraiser, mm-hmm. obviously, for Community Connections, but we also see it as a gift to the community. It's
yeah.
something fun to get you into that spirit. There is absolutely no charge to come to the event to go check out the wreaths in Cortez. I mean, it's there's an easy entry point.
Right.
If you want to donate, wonderful. If you want to bid on trees and wreaths, even better. We love that. And if you just want to come and see the beauty, see the creativity,
you can
come
do that
on
too.
Down.
And I'll point out too, you get a walk through at the Train Museum. You get a walk through the Train Museum, which is free all the time. And then again, it's the 3rd, 4th, and 5th from noon to 5 every day. Back in the Grange, so you can go through and check out the museum, keep on walking back to the trees. And if you happen to ride the Polar Express, you can check it out during those times as well.
Exactly. Yeah, the people getting off the Polar Express, you'll go right through the Grange. So uh-huh. you'll continue the winter wonderland experience.
Oh, wow. Well, Tara, this is I always love going to the Festival of Trees, checking everything out. And there are trees I bid on. You know, I'm like, I want to get my name. It's like, oh, I like that one. Oh, wait, I like that one. Oh, wait, I like that one. So, yeah.
It's hard to choose.
It is.
That is the tough part.
That
yeah.
is the tough part. And again, if you want to do the bidding and check everything out, what's that website?
That's trees21@givesmart.com.
All right, trees21@givesmart.com. We've got about a minute left. What have I forgotten to ask you?
What have you forgotten to ask me?
I don't know.
So I guess we should say that, of course, after the festival, if you've won a tree or a wreath, we'll be contacting you. Pickup dates in Durango are, I think, whatever that Tuesday and Wednesday are of the next week. So I think the 7th and 8th. And
okay.
we'll help you pack everything up and get it home and enjoy your winnings.
Awesome. And I'm going to read this upside down, leave it where it's at. Big presenting sponsor, Alpine Bake, Platinum sponsor, Durango Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad, the Wells Group, and the Durango team. Gold is First Southwest Bank, Durango Homes and Land. I was reading really good upside down there. Farmers Insurance, Shelley Harshberger, La Plata Electric Association, Legacy Properties West, and LLC International Realty. Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, Richard Siegel, and the Glacier Club. Now we're out of time. Tara, thank you for everything you do.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Thanks for helping us promote.
You bet. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
All right.
Tomorrow?
Sure. Whatever. It doesn't matter. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Back to the studios. Have a great day.